Everyone Brave is Forgiven by Chris Cleave.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. Preservation. War was declared at 11:15 and Mary North signed up at noon. She did it at lunch, before telegrams came, in case her mother said no. She left finishing school unfinished. Skiing down from Mont Choisy, she ditched her equipment at the foot of the slope and telegraphed the War Office from Lausanne. 19 hours later, she reached St Pancras, in clouds of steam, still wearing her alpine sweater. The train's whistle screamed. London, then. It was a city in love with beginnings. She went straight to the War Office. The ink still smelled of salt on the map they issued her. She rushed across town to her assignment, desperate not to miss a minute of the war, but anxious she already had. As she ran through Trafalgar Square, waving for a taxi, the pigeons flew up before her, and their clacking wings were a thousand knives tapped against claret glasses, praying silence. Any moment now it would start, this dreaded and wonderful thing, and could never be won without her. What was war, after all, but morale in helmets and jeeps? And what was morale, if not 100 million little conversations, the sum of which might leave men brave enough to advance? The true heart of war was small talk, in which Mary was wonderfully expert. The morning matched her mood, without cloud or equivalence in memory. In London, under lucent skies, 10,000 young women were hurrying to their new positions on orders from Whitehall.